Finally, today, we turn to Egypt. Most of our coverage from there lately is about political tensions and about the controversial new president, former Army General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Actually, that's also what this next story is about, sort of. Now, this is the kind of music you might hear if you went to a wedding in a Cairo slum, Arabic and digital. It's called Electro Shabi, and it's both massively popular and controversial, according to Hind Medab. She's a French-Arab journalist who spent a lot of time with the Electro Shabi's pioneers, like one young man who goes by the name of Sadat.
Sadat, he's a great musician. He just bring out a song making fun of Sisi and the elections and saying, I'm not going to vote. And even if I have to pay, because there was this thing like, if you don't go vote, you have to pay something to a tribute to the state. He say, I prefer paying the tribute to the state than going to this masquerade. So not believing in the elections. And so they always like a very free point of view on the society.
Based on her time with those free-thinking young musicians and rappers, Hind Medab has also made a documentary about Electro Shabi, a name she told me that she came up with.
Actually, the name in Egyptian is Maharagan, which means festival. And Electro Shabi was my idea to give this name to the music, because it was mixing electronic music and Shabi music. In fact, it's even more than that. It's also mixed with Sufi music, which is like traditional religious trance music. And in the same time, there is a lot of influences of reggaeton from Jamaica.
And there is a link to wedding music in Electric Shabi music, right? Is that its root?
The music comes from the poorest neighborhoods in Cairo, so from the slums. And in these slums, you have no clubs, you have no coffees, you have no places for young people. So the only place where you could play music is in weddings. So actually, they turned it to a rave party. And when you go to these big electro shabi parties, it doesn't look like a wedding, even if it's a wedding and it's happening in the streets.
It's clear it's not a wedding party, these raves, because when I saw the clips, there are no women dancing. It's all men.
The women are beside.
They
don't mix. And actually, it's very sad, because this is, for me, the next revolution we are waiting for in the Arab world, is like this question of the place of the woman in the society. But the young people, they do everything, but they have to hide from the conservative way the society is seeing the situation between boys and girls.
So the gender issue is the next revolution.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the last revolution. Is there an Arab Spring connection to this digital, electrified, traditional sound?
The sound was born like 3 years before the revolution, and it was very free compared to the rest of the music. Actually, nobody knows about it because it was not on air, it was not on TV, on the radio, and that's why this music was so free, and free to say things, free to make fun of corruption, make fun, for example, of Mubarak. And so they always like a very free point of view on the society.
You know, Fela Kuti famously once said, music is the weapon of the future. Do you think Electro Shabi has the power to change Egypt?
It already did. This music was inspiring the guys of the very poor neighborhoods even before the revolution. So it was already a weapon.
Hind Medab's documentary is called Electro Shabi. It's showing at London's East Festival and will be coming back to the U.S. by popular demand. Hind Medab, very nice to meet you. Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
Hold up.